you're gonna be just fine. I'm my number one fan.
She just goes a little mad sometimes.
Have you checked the children?
How do you know my name? I didn't tell you my name.
Hang up.
I didn't tell them my name.
They're all a part of it. They're all parts, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid.
All right, so what did you guys do this weekend? Or over the last week, shall I say?
We went to a corn maze that we go to every year, and we did the family maze, which, Madison, how long did it take us this year?
Well, we cheated, so yeah. I think maybe 45 minutes?
45 minutes. The average is around an hour, hour and 15, I believe, and it was a sunflower this year was like the actual maze was a giant sunflower. So you can imagine like the petals and all of that getting stuck. And then we did the haunted maze, which essentially is a corn maze with people like jumping out at you, but they have a couple little areas like haunted house areas set up. Madison, what was your favorite part of the haunted maze this year?
Oh gosh. The slide was cool. I'm glad they brought that back. And that's it.
The slide. I always thought you liked the
birthing room? The birthing simulation room.
What?
Yeah, favorite. That's good. Like, they have that every year.
What kind of corn maze is this?
It has a birthing room. Mm-hmm. It's like this giant, what is it? Think of like a bounce house material, right? And imagine two giant bounce houses put together, like, side by side, but very tight, and you have to try to squeeze through it. And, like, you can't see what's happening, and you just have to go. And then, like, we're just thinking, well, everyone that's gone through this, we all have basically rubbed faces on each other. So,
anyone not get pink eye?
Yeah. So that, and then Madison's favorite slide. So basically, you see a giant, I don't know, they make it out of like a tube. And you can't see what you're sliding down into. And everyone made me, I pretty much just walked first and did everything first because everyone wanted to go after. And I was trying to like hurry so everyone could continue down because I think we had like 9 people in our group. And I get down there and you slide into like a pit, but it's like hard dirt and like almost rocky in a sense. And so I try to get up really fast so the next person can go. And I, of course, like lose my footing and fall back down. And I slam my hand on the slide. So that was fun. And then I finally get up and I like look above me and there's someone with their hand like trying to grab at you.
That was really cool because you're not expecting it. A zombie. Yeah.
You look, you know, right and left. And you're like, okay, nothing's here. That's fine. And then like you start walking a little bit and there's a hand in your face. So that was interesting. But I feel like it wasn't as good as other years.
That sucks. What kind of characters did they have in the maze?
Like the standard. They had Michael Myers. They had Freddy. They had Jason.
So the standard.
Clowns. Yeah.
Good clowns are like, I mean, scary good clowns are just like, oh, it's a scary clown. Yay.
Well, they have like little areas set up. So it's not, it opens up from just being a maze to like, almost like you walk through a room of a haunted house. So they had carnival music and clown dolls and things like that. And then a strobe light, I want to say. And then as you're walking towards the strobe light where you can't see around you, then the clown kind of pops out at you. So
interesting.
It was fun. We do it every year.
I miss like Tennessee, actually, outside of Nashville, had their haunted house was the old prison where the electric chair was. And so Tennessee actually had more executions at that point before they kind of like disassembled and got rid of the electric chair. And so the haunted house every year is actually in that prison and like that you go through the room where people actually died. So
that's
was cool.
A real haunted house.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool haunted house, I have to say. But
if you go on my Instagram and you scroll back quite a few years, there's a picture of the local corn maze, and now it is haunted. But this is back, apparently, they'd only done it for like a year or so, and it says corn maze, and then underneath a very hand-lettered sign, or hand-painted sign, says, not haunted. it was just a corn maze for kids to run around in. And apparently they realized that more people will come. They can make more money if they actually have a haunted corn maze. So yeah. Now it's haunted.
Nice.
Huh. But it's just really funny because it's like, corn maze, not haunted.
So that's anyway. Funny. So you did the corn maze. Madison, did you do anything too? Or just the corn maze?
No, we did the... There's like a family corn maze on the haunted one. We went together.
Cool. What about you?
We held hands.
Yeah. Oh, and Amanda got injured though. She broke her leg.
I broke my leg. It's barely hanging on there. Yeah. Now I'm part of the maze. I work Sunday night.
Only because you can't move, they decided to employ you.
Yeah, I'm now a zombie in the maze because I can't walk right. So, see you there.
Liz, what about you?
Well, I've been cheating on my Hooptober list. So just a quick reminder, Hooptober is basically a movie watching challenge. It's on Letterboxd. Anyone can do it. Just go check it out. I always start off really, really strong. Watch a whole bunch of movies, like, you know, three a day or something like that. Crazy. And then I start slowly winding down and then start watching other movies and... So, yeah, but I only have like 11 or 12 left, and it's the 8th, so I'll probably still make it to 31st and reach my goal. But I did watch Midsommar today.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Now, I don't want to go into too much detail until the rest of us watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, oh my God. It was long.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I have a friend named Dave who likes to refer to those kind of movies as patient movies. Because it's not like it's a bad movie. It just really likes to take its time.
Yeah.
So it was a patient movie, but it was gorgeous. And once you get to that third act, oh my God. And it's not like it doesn't like slowly pull you along. And it's not like they don't give you these little hints that keep you... totally invested in the film the entire time. I mean, mm-hmm. you're still fully aware that something's going to happen and you're still on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, it was good. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to watch it again tomorrow.
I've only seen it 3 times so far. And this is a movie where you watch it one time and you miss everything. And so Liz actually messaged me earlier today and it's like, I'm finally watching it. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to watch it. So I started watching it again today and picked up all new, you know, hints, like foreshadowing. And there's just so many layers to this movie, and then I'm going to watch it again tomorrow because I am officially obsessed. But for those of you who do not follow us on any social media accounts, October 8th today is when Midsommar is finally able to be rented. So it's available on Amazon, like video on demand, pretty much like every outlet. You can buy digital copies of it in 4K. I'm waiting patiently for the physical Ultra HD, and then I'm going to go buy it and watch it for like an 8th time. But yeah, I'm glad you liked it, Liz. I was worried because I told you it was a very long movie, and that's funny that you said you thought that you got the director's cut. Because
I was
like,
I actually accidentally bought it because I'm like, this is like, I mean, I had to keep pausing because I had to keep texting Robin because I'm like, okay, this character, something needs to happen with this character like really soon because this character is working my nerves. Like I kept having to, I wouldn't even let it go in the background, even though they're speaking English. I didn't have to worry about subtitles just because I was worried I was going to miss something if I was texting while it was going.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pause it, and then I would text her and then watch it. And I would tell her how far I was in. Like, okay, I'm 54 minutes in. Okay, you know, so many minutes in. And then it kept going. And I'm like, okay, Robin, it's like 2 hours in, and there's still like half an hour left of the movie.
Yeah.
You know, what did I do?
And the director's cut is like 40 minutes longer. And like, I think in actuality, it's like 28 or 30 minutes longer, but it's a long movie. So if you have like 3 hours to devote in your day, watch Midsommar.
Now I'm curious to see what extra he put in, because my God, what else is there?
The extra that he put in.
Don't tell me.
Like nothing, oh, okay. No big events, just kind of like extra things to make you think, wow, he's a dick, you know? But like, I think we properly got that.
Yeah, I don't need to know that. Yeah. I already kind of got that. Came across really well.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Midsommar came out this week. Did you do anything else, Lizanne?
Not really. Just like watched other movies that weren't on my Hooptober list. Totally cheated on it almost all week. Watched a really, really terrible movie for Hooptober called Seconds that starred Rock Hudson. That was from 1966. That's supposed to be a horror, but it was really like a morality tale. Like, hey, you know you're going through a midlife crisis? Well, if you really could, you know, get away from your wife and family and, you know, be young-ish, you know, and handsome and, you know, fit and go have this like playboy life, you know, it would suck. And also hippies suck. And then you really would screw up your life. So stay with your wife and be old and fat and happy.
Oh.
It's like really this bizarre. I was like, wait, what? This makes no sense. It's just the weirdest, like, hippies suck and countercultural suck and don't have a midlife crisis. The end. Like, it's the weirdest. I don't understand, like, the whole point of the movie. It was supposed to be a horror and it totally wasn't scary at all.
Well, that sucks. It sounds very, very bland.
It was a lot of, like, freeform jazz.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain it, except, you know, it's one of those things you just have to see for yourself that, I don't know. Like, it was like the anti-Midsommar. I don't know. Very black and white, very bland, lots of freeform jazz, and Rock Hudson freaking out constantly.
Huh. That sounds fun, not so much.
He was sweaty a lot in it, too, for some reason.
He should probably get that checked out.
Yeah.
Even though he's not with us anymore, but still.
Oh, that's true. He was good looking in it, though. He was the after the guy had everything done of his midlife crisis, so he's all hunky now. He wasn't the before, he was the after.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Anyway, so that's what I did this week. Robin, what did you do this week?
I'm failing spectacularly at Hooptober. I, over the weekend, decided to do a Samara Weaving filmography, and man, I am so in love with Samara Weaving now as an actress in the genre. Like, she's really, really good.
I forgot to watch Mayhem, didn't I?
I started with Mayhem, which is by Joe Lynch, who has kind of a spotty record, and that one actually has Steven Yeun. Is it Yuen or Yoon?
I
thought so too, from The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And so basically, a virus spreads through an office complex, causing people to act out their worst impulses. So it's almost like the Belko experiment, basically.
I loved that one.
It's literally that, but with Samara Weaving and Steven Yeun.
And exploding heads?
No. Samara Weaving has a nail gun, and Steven Yeun has a hammer. So it had a really good story, really cool kills. It's super, super gory. And for some reason, it's a comedy, but like the one-liners and the actual storyline is really good. So watch that. She's super good in it. But like the shining gem from my weekend was The Babysitter, which is a Netflix original, surprisingly enough. And basically,
and Meg G did that.
I completely blown away. Like, if any of you guys listening take anything from this episode, it's Midsommar is the best film of all time, and The Babysitter is, like, the freaking movie to watch for Halloween. So Samara Weaving is, like, obviously the hot babysitter, and she's babysitting this, like, 12-year-old little boy, and he has such a crush on her, and his friends are like, what does she do? You know, she's a babysitter. I bet her boyfriend comes over and they do it. You should stay up and watch and see what she does. And Samara Weaving's, like, the cool hot babysitter. So kid goes to bed, and he sneaks down to see, and she's actually the head of a satanic cult. So it's actually, like, super funny. It's the goriest movie I've seen in years, surprisingly, Netflix original. So way to go, Netflix. But, yeah, so, like, super, super, super impressed with Samara Weaving. Like, cannot get enough. Let's see. Beyond that, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. You go ahead. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, did anyone see In the Tall Grass?
I was just about to say, if I didn't want to interrupt, I did see In the Tall Grass.
I have not.
It was good. I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah.
What do you think, Madison?
Yeah, Netflix original, based off a Stephen King novel, which I...
And Joe Hill.
Right there. And...
Joe Hill, too.
Yeah, like, it really made me... like, how they did it in the... I don't want to ruin anything, but the...
The time.
The time, yeah. Mm-hmm. How they played with that was really smart and just... What did you think?
I thought it was very clever and really well done. Yeah, I agree. Well written, and it was a very satisfying watch. I liked it a lot. I didn't like the limericks. That annoyed me. That was like my one complaint. And so, therefore, it was good.
Liz, did you... I know we've mentioned it on the show before, but you're caught up on The Righteous Gemstones, right?
Yes.
This is the other show that I'm like literally mandating that everyone in America watches so it doesn't get canceled. But yeah, what did you think of the most recent episode?
I have pretty much loved every episode. This one, every episode makes me feel sorry for somebody. And this one made me feel so... See, I didn't even like Judy at the beginning of the series. And I feel so bad for Judy now.
I know. Her one-liners and, like, her outbursts are the best, though.
Well, now I'm starting to really appreciate why she's so angry all the time.
She kind of has the right to be.
Yeah, completely. But you don't know that at the beginning. You just see this little psycho, you know, who grows up to be a big psycho. But now you understand why, because she's completely ignored by everybody for her brothers.
Mm-hmm. That's the way the Christian patriarchy works.
Exactly.
But
unless there's a, you know, they find some kind of worth for her as, you know, like her mother was supposedly this beautiful, you know, and she could sing. So therefore she could be, you know, of use.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
But she had no use. So, oh, just go, you know, go work in the office.
Again, if you haven't seen The Righteous Gemstones, it's on HBO and it's written and Danny McBride is actually one of the leads. It also stars John Goodman. And it's kind of just basically the tale of a mega pastor and his family. And it is hilarious and actually some of the best writing I've seen in like a decade, at least.
Adam Devine.
That's
Kelvin.
Yep.
The younger brother who's the youth pastor.
Yep. It has an amazing cast. Also, final thoughts before we move on. There's another show that I discovered on Showtime called On Becoming a God in Central Florida. And it has Kirsten Dunst as a lead. It takes place in the early 1990s. And basically, the entire plot is her husband was working for, like, a mid-level marketing scheme, like, totally believing in it. And then he gets eaten by an alligator. And so now she's left with, like, the fallout of his fuck-up. And it's a dark, like, super black comedy, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So
if you guys like The Righteous Gemstones, there's this podcast called Mega. And it's so well acted, you think it's real. Until you listen to it, and then you realize how ludicrous it is. But it's, like, it's a mega church. Is the idea, and each week or each episode they interview different people from the parish, like people who attend or people who work in the church, and it is so spot on in its observations, but also so funny because they talk a lot of like it's hilarious. Like it's truly hilarious. So go check out Mega.
Mega.
I'm writing that down right now.
I'm writing it down, yeah.
Have you seen it, Madison?
It's Mega?
Or The Righteous Gemstones.
No, like, it's on our to-watch list. Like, every night we're like, oh my gosh, we have to watch that, and then we kind of forget.
You will die. It is literally hilarious. But that's all I had. I watched everything but my Hooptober picks for the week, so...
You are hilarious.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to see how I can sneak these things in as my Hooptober, but we'll see. So, does anyone have anything else before we move on to the update on everyone's favorite fucking nightmare?
I think we're ready.
All right, Amanda, do you want to start about this?
Sure. So Daily Mail put up an article and they are saying that orphan that we talked about a couple weeks ago, they have found her birth mother, or at least someone saying that they're her birth mother. And she is claiming that she is 16, not what 30, like everyone thinks. So that would have made her 8 when they abandoned her in that apartment. Or her age, at least. I don't remember.
You guys just have to be really careful with the Daily Mail. Because they're...
Of course.
Yeah, they're kind of trashy.
You could take this... If you want to believe it, great. If you don't, that's fine. It's more just... Could be. I will say, though, the woman that they interview, if you put the picture of her side by side with the orphan, I don't want to call her the girl, little girl, I don't know what she is, but they look very similar. They have some of the same features. But she says that she gave birth to her, and the hospital said that she should not take her home because of the disability, and that it was going to be a ridiculous amount of money for the surgery and all of that, and basically told her that she'd have a better life if she gave her or put her up for adoption. So she followed what the doctors told her. But the birth mother, or supposed birth mother, her time of or timeline of events is she gave birth in 2003 in the Ukraine, and then she was put up for adoption. And then she came to the United States. However, it does say that that one family did have her for a while before giving her to the Barnetts. So they still will not talk about it.
How do you guys read that? Like, do you think that she terrorized them kind of in the same way? Or do you think they're just trying to stay out of it entirely?
It could go either way, because you adopted a child and then you gave it back up for adoption. So, like, I'm sure some negativity could come of that, even if she was... just a normal child, and we know she wasn't because she does have a disability, right? Mm-hmm. So even more or more negativity would be given to that too. You know, you adopted a kid that you know had a disability and you weren't ready for it if that was the reason. So, I mean, either way, it's going to be negativity towards them, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. I would probably do the same thing. But, like, all of this is becoming so crazy. So, currently, we have every single person involved in this case, except for the mother, who says that this is a, you know, the mother still says that she's, like, a 30-year-old, an adult, and mm-hmm. everyone else says she's still a child.
Right.
So...
And then, the timeline that they give, and again, we don't know if this is true, this is just... what we're finding. Mm-hmm. They're saying that the Barnetts did a bone density test in 2012 that suggested that she was only 11 years old. So I don't know, you know, the first article we read talked about the dental records as well. So I don't know which one is more believable, I guess, or which ones are more accurate. But this one is saying the bone density test suggested that she was 11.
So it was my understanding that there were essentially two bone density tests done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, one of them said that she was at least 16 and the other said, oh no, she's 8. And it's like, for there to be a discrepancy like that just blows my mind. But that's what I read.
Right. Well, they say in this article, at least in 2010, they did one and the results estimated that she was 8. Then in 2012, so 2 years later, that's when it said that she was 11.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, both of them said under 18. So still a minor.
It's crazy.
Well, she was at least 16. Oh, so yeah, that's the one I said that she was like, or maybe it was 14. I thought it was 16, but she was at least that. Mm-hmm. So she could have been.
I wish there was something to believe. I don't know. Whose side are you guys on right now?
I have no idea what to believe. That's kind of hard. And I mean, even the experts in the case, the actual physicians, you have two differing opinions there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I feel bad. You know, so many children are from foreign countries, especially like Siberia, Russia, Ukraine, you know, like experience such hardships and the orphanages are so terrible. And I feel like so bad for children, and you know, they always usually come with psychological issues and trauma, but this little girl sounds like she needs some serious help.
Well, now she's with another family, I believe. I mean, I've heard both things. Either she's with the family or they've now abandoned her. I've read two articles. I don't know where
really?
She is.
Really? They said that they may have already abandoned her as well?
Well, that they were no longer pursuing trying to like take guardianship. So I don't know if that means abandoning, but they were no longer pursuing it. I've read one article that says that, but I've also read articles that say she is with them still. So well, I heard that
they
don't
that
know.
They kind of accepted that she was maybe of age, but they were still treating her like family members.
Well, yeah. Like what and I heard was that
like
they
she
were,
was a child.
That they had stopped trying to legally petition the courts to change her age back from 22 to 12. Right. And that, so that the family she's with now, or yeah, however old she is now, that they were trying to get her age changed again, like revert it back. And the original family like didn't and blocked it legally and said, no, like we'll go to court. Like we'll fight you on this. And so then the second family who she's with now, like backed down from that.
Which is so weird because the other, or the family is going to court right now because of abandoning a minor, yet they changed it legally to not being a minor. So it's exactly. Just so strange.
And the family that's stopped petitioning to get her age changed, they're still putting pictures up with them all over the internet. Like, here's our little baby. And she's like, oh, I love my daddy so much with that family.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy. I don't know. That's
yeah, it's really weird.
And they have other kids too. Have you guys watched any interviews with Michael Barnett?
No.
He's very angry.
He's very strange.
He like, was really wrong.
I couldn't find the full interview because I guess he finally spoke out on Dr. Oz today. But
well, that's a legitimate source.
He did an interview and all I can find is like 3-minute clips from the interview. I can't find the full one. But just his mannerisms, he seems really weird.
I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know. Maybe it's just like a lover's quarrel as far as like why he and his wife hate each other so much now. But he really rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, he's creepy.
The wife seems so genuine. Like, I hate to say it, but like she legitimately seems so genuine to me that she actually went through that.
Yeah, like right. they didn't just abandon her. Like, she took her shopping, like, got her an apartment, paid for her apartment, furnished it, helped her get on security, like, helped her get set up. Like, she made sure she was taken care of, tried to stay in contact with her. Like, she offered to let her come with them to Canada, and she was like, nope, I think. Maybe I made that last part up.
But I feel like she was.
But I feel like she was very much like, you conned us, and now you're this old lady, not this little girl. Like, we're still family. I'm still going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And it was the little girl who, like, stopped contact with them.
And then she disappeared. She got evicted and just disappeared.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy story. I don't know where this is going to end. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't imagine them copying actual prison sentences.
I don't even know how they're being charged for it. Like, it's like being charged with murder, not attempted murder, but murder, and that person still being alive, right? Like, the charge doesn't fit the crime. Like, how can you say it's abandoning a minor when the state agreed that she's not a minor? Like, it's just, I don't know.
Don't know, but like, let's say just theoretically that this little girl is of age. By law, apparently, because she was disabled, they can still actually go to prison, even if she is 30 years old.
Really?
Yeah, for abandoning a disabled dependent.
So maybe that's the actual charge then.
Possibly,
but I don't think anyone said she was just because it wasn't just the doctors who had seen her. It was like medical professionals, and she was deemed not not being a dependent. And it was when she was getting medical help that she admitted to some doctors and nurses that she was 18. And so it was like a whole slew of medical professionals like testified that she wasn't an adult and that she was like of sound mind. So it just seems like after the fact, like, I don't know, you have these doctors telling you one thing and you trust them. And so you take their advice and now you're essentially being held legally liable for these doctors' decisions.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely
And it seems true. Like fucking scary because like she kind of like did everything right, like everything that she was supposed to do. So she.
No, you're right. They consistently took her to mental health mm-hmm. professionals. She was institutionalized multiple times. Like, by all accounts and records, her parents at that time did everything that they could do. It's crazy. I don't know. But good finds. Amanda is actually the one that found this update. It had slid off of my radar.
Possible update. We don't know if it's real. But, I mean, the interviews have been happening, though. That I do know. So, if you know any other information, fill us in.
Yes, please. We are dying to know how this, like, turns out. Anybody else have any, like, oh, yeah, just to bring it up. Did you guys hear about the serial killer that the FBI confirmed?
I saw that you posted about it, but I did not look into it further. So, please fill us in.
Well, we are actually going to talk about it on... We Saw the Devil, which is our new true crime podcast in depth. But long story short, the FBI just confirmed today that Samuel Little, who up until like 2 or 3 days ago, speculatively had killed about 50 people, and everyone was freaking out, wonder if he did it. Well, the FBI came out and said, yes, he did in fact kill those 53 people. And in fact, he's claimed to over 93, and we believe that he 100% is telling the truth. So that would make him the most prolific American serial killer ever in history. That has been apprehended, at least. And
well, that's insane.
And if you have not gone on YouTube and looked at him and watched some of his videos, he has, like, photographic memory. And so he was talking to a Texas Ranger. He's been working with a Texas Ranger to get, God, all the confessions. And he can literally pick, like, any day and say, like, 1972 and say, I had this for breakfast. I went here. I met this woman here. He can draw all of their faces, picture perfect. Like, I took this road to the back road and I saw this building when I parked my car. Like, it's insanity how much he remembers and how much information he's giving.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have to look into it.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, he says that he killed someone in every state.
So, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's like an interesting bucket list thing.
Right?
Ew.
Like, most people just want to visit each state.
Yeah.
Not him.
He took it a step further.
Other than that, let's talk American Horror Story.
Yes. What did you guys think?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I didn't like the little reveal at the end.
Yeah, that
like
was
which
weird.
One? Because there was two of them.
Either.
So I had said, and spoilers, remember? I said, Nurse Rita is lying about something because no hospital is giving their nurse a whole summer off.
And you were right.
Right on that, at least. Sort of, halfway. What about Birdie? Like, where the fuck is Chef Birdie? What has she been doing?
Yeah. How has she been immune to all this whole time?
Right? Like, you hear screaming. You hear banging on those doors. Like, she's just like, nah, guys. Take care of yourselves. And then who is making the, like, spike pit?
And right?
And then in the newer preview for tonight's episode, was it Brooke running through the trees, and then one of those blocks with spikes comes thrown at, like, you know, coming down from a branch, and that's another war.
Oh, yeah, Vietnam,
what are they called?
Trap type thing.
Yeah. Trap thing. That's the precise name. but yeah, one comes from the trees. So, like, who is setting these up, and is it Birdie?
This season would be much more entertaining if it ended up being Birdie.
God, I hope so. She would be my favorite character ever. But what do you guys think? What do you think theories this time, now that we know a little bit more?
So everyone is bad.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed.
That's pretty much it. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. So
the end.
Ian wanted to give me his theory to put in tonight, since he wasn't able to be here. He thinks that Montana and Ramirez are in a satanic cult with Xavier, and that they're hunting the virgin, but Brooke probably is not a virgin.
Oh, she probably did sleep with the best man, don't you think?
I'm thinking that, or I'm thinking her rendition of her wedding isn't quite accurate.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe the fiance didn't end up killing himself, but maybe she killed him, maybe? Like, there's just something more to it, I'm sure.
So do you think the flashback was lying or just her interpretation?
I think she's lying to cover something up. Like, she's not telling the whole truth.
I agree.
Intrigue.
Mm-hmm. And then Ian also says that he does think it's still possibly a movie, and he'd be okay if it's a movie that takes up the entire season, but if it's kind of like Roanoke where it's half the season and then it's the aftermath. And then Leslie Grossman had put up, she had mentioned, hey, I wasn't in this episode, but those scenes got cut and will be in future episodes. So he said that that was worth mentioning. As far as Rita, or I guess fake Rita, Donna, don't you guys think it was strange that she was all crazy against pornography, just like Margaret in a sense? Like, do you think that maybe they have some sort of other connection? I feel like they'd be friends, theoretically. Like, they have the same anger towards things. I'm wondering if maybe they set it up so that Margaret can take care of Mr. Jingles.
Or maybe Margaret did something to Rita or Donna in the past. And that's so true. Donna's setting it up for Margaret to get killed.
That's a possibility. So when I was watching the episode, I was waiting for Mr. Jingles to come to the spiky pit the whole time. I'm like, I don't know why I feel like he's coming. I mean, I guess they give you a little hint that he is. But I'm like, I could have sworn in one of the teasers, he comes up to the pit. I don't remember what he did, but he comes up to the pit. So after I watched it, I watched all of the teasers again and was trying to find why I thought Mr. Jingles actually went back to the pit. And the screenshot I sent you guys is from one of the trailers. So it's from the season 9 preview trailer. And it totally shows Mr. Jingles going to the pit. And it looks like it's Ray's back in the pit. But we know what happened to Ray. So how was he back in the pit? And how was Jingles there? Right? I mean, I feel like they didn't reshoot a whole scene and like make an entirely different thing and then put it in a trailer.
I mean, stranger things have happened, and Ryan Murphy is one for sleight of hand.
But it's true, but I don't know. I feel like that probably connects something again. Either Ray might possibly come back as a ghost like Jonas, or maybe it's some sort of like time loop if you die there, like where you just keep going over and over and over again, because it looked like him. I mean, it doesn't show the face in that screenshot that I sent, but I think it's Ray. So what if they redo it again and then Jingles does find them and it's like different ways that night could have played out? And then, of course, Montana working with Ramirez. So I'm wondering, because she says, did you kill her yet? I'm guessing it's either she's talking about Brooke or she's talking about, there's a small possibility, Margaret. I'm thinking Brooke. So I'm wondering if Montana has some sort of other connection with Brooke, maybe her dead fiance or maybe the best man, something. And she kind of wants revenge on her as well.
That would be a possibility, I would say. I agree with your theory on Montana and Richard being in a satanic cult, because Montana's character design, you know, looks like someone out of a Metallica concert. So,
well, that probably was Ian's theory, but I do agree with it. It's probably,
yeah, I don't know. I would like to state that I really am actually, like, I have no limits other than animals for the most part in horror films, but like, I'm actually fairly disgusted that they decided to sexualize Richard Ramirez. Like, it actually makes me really angry, to be honest. Like, it turns me off from it entirely.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's a reason that they did it. Like, that something's going to turn and that's not real. Because that's something, like, maybe Hollywood would do just to make a buck, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's that. That's what I'm going to hang on to and hope for. One other thing that I noticed, because I sat there and watched every promo again in back to back to back, is that suddenly Last Summer song in each one. So after hearing it over and over and over again, I'm like, huh, that's kind of strange. In the song, it says One Summer Never Ends. And that's why I'm like, maybe it is replaying over and over and over again. And in the when you watch all the promos back to back to back, and it's like the same thing, the same song over and over. And I'm like, I wonder if maybe it is repeating, kind of like a Groundhog Day type thing.
That
maybe
sense.
Or it could just be an 80s song. and I'm looking into it too far, or, you know, too much. So I'm excited for tonight's episode. And I think I'm more excited to make new theories. I don't know if I'm really into actually what's happening, but I like trying to tear everything apart.
No, I totally get it. I loved the first two episodes of this season, and then the third one just kind of lost me. So I'm hoping that we get kind of, not necessarily a tie-up, but we get some sort of something that makes sense on the next episode that kind of shows us the direction that this is heading in.
I think it's going to be next week's episode that'll happen. The turning point normally is around episode 5.
I see that the main speculation right now on all of the, you know, social media, Reddit and so forth, is who the Lady in White is going to be. And so people are speculating that obviously Sarah Paulson's character, you know, her cameo for the season will be the Lady in White. But mm-hmm. Is she going to be an actual character, or is she going to be a play on the urban legend of the Lady in White?
I'm guessing a legend or another ghost at the camp that you see in one area. Mm-hmm. Possibly, but I don't think it's going to be reoccurring. I think maybe one or two episodes.
See, that bums me out. I want her to be the journalist.
Oh, right. I mean, there's still a possibility she could be, because, you know, she has played many roles in one season.
That's true. I love Lana Winters, so I hope so. Anyone else have thoughts on the episode? Not everyone at once.
It's the only...
It wasn't a filler episode. Things definitely happened. I did feel a little bit cheated with the multiple Mr. Jingles, because that was not at any way, shape, or form hinted at or introduced to us at any point before that was a tradition. So it felt like a cheat.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to get a couple kills in.
Yeah.
And also as a distraction to someone's breaking in and threw something in, and oh my God, it's a flaming bag of poop. It like broke the tension, and it was a cheat.
Yeah.
You know, it totally broke the tension, and it just, I don't like it when it just, even like, and maybe I missed the hints leading up to it. Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. You know, not standing every frame. Maybe there was something in passing about, oh, those kids better not do that this year, says the something on the newspaper that they passed by briefly, or a, you know, notice board that I just didn't see at the gas station. Then it would be okay. But I just don't like it when, you know what I mean? Like, it feels like a cheat.
Right. How'd you guys...
Sorry, go on.
Oh, I was going to say, how'd you guys feel about Mr. Jingles letting the imposter go, the one?
I thought that was sweet.
It shows that he has a slightly nice side. He felt bad, or maybe he saw himself in him, you know, like, oh, I was kind of the weird loserish kid. I don't know.
Well, that, and also when Donna went and saw him at the hospital, he said he felt seen for the first time in 14 years.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, that's true. And I heard the high fructose corn syrup.
I laughed so hard, actually, at that. And then, Amanda, you should take credit for calling who died first.
Oh, yeah. I was right. They made the connection.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Chet?
I'm trying to think. Who is probably worse? I mean, Chet doesn't seem all that horrible right now. But he is, you know, not a main character.
Maybe Nurse Rita?
I think no. She needs to be more devious. Some more.
Plus, I think that, well, not by Jingles. I think Jingles has a thing for her right now. Or maybe
that's true.
She'll die by his hand towards the end of the season.
Or Ramirez, maybe.
Ramirez might get her, yeah.
It's funny that all of them have some sort of connection to one of the killers, but is scared of the other killer.
That's true.
Which is kind of strange, you know, like, when they're scared and, you know, secretly, like, Rita's hoping, okay, I'm hoping this is just Jingles because he's not going to kill me. And then Montana's thinking, oh, I hope it's Ramirez because he's not going to kill me. So,
but then Brooke's in the middle of both of them, as far as we know.
She's like, everyone wants to kill me.
So did Ramirez, like, go back on his deal with Margaret that he wouldn't kill anybody?
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Because yeah. He was sizing up Ray pretty good.
However, no, because he was just slicing, like, not like stabbing, like, those weren't kill stabs, you know, like,
he could bleed out.
Yeah,
he could, but when he went after Brooke before talking to Margaret, he was like super stabby.
Okay.
And this was like wasting time because he could have easily just stabbed him, right?
I wouldn't think that he would stab her at all, though. Like, based on the deal with Margaret. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's a serial killer. I don't know.
I guess we will see shortly.
Yeah, so I want to hear everyone's, though. So, like, I want to talk about this with everyone. So if you have any theories, please feel free to share.
I do not, currently.
I think they all know a killer and that they're all trying to kill each other.
Yes.
That it's just a big game of who can fucking murder first.
That pretty much sums it up.
Can't wait till next weekend, Madison.
Madison sounds as excited as I am.
I don't know. I'm just so... I'm going to give it some more time because I know they tend to do a big twist, but so far I've been thoroughly unimpressed with it.
Same. I'm going to go ahead and say it. If I did not have this podcast and this was not a weekly episode and segment, I would not continue watching this.
You say that, but you've watched every other season, including some of the shitty ones.
I did not watch Murder House. I gave up on it, tried again.
And then you watched it again.
But I've never completed it.
You told me you completed it. You lied to me.
I did. Because I will not watch it.
Well, guess what you're doing.
Nope. Watching Midsommar for a fourth time? Sure am.
Ugh, no, you gotta watch it. I think the second time that I actually sat down and like gave it my full attention, I liked it a lot more.
Honey, I've made 3 attempts. If it hasn't clicked, it's not gonna click. It won't. I don't like. I have generally liked most of the other seasons except for Roanoke. And you know what? I did sit through Roanoke.
I love Roanoke.
I can't do Murder House. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Well, Roanoke is better. It's gorier.
But, yeah, I don't know. I've been thoroughly unimpressed as well. And if we didn't have this podcast, I'd be doing something else with my time. But I am interested to see how the Richard Ramirez and Margaret thing turns out. And I have a feeling that this is going to be, like, an entire 80s music video by the time this is over.
Probably. I just have to stay positive to keep going. Because I'm not thrilled about... I don't really care for slashers. I'm so sorry, slasher fans. Slashers aren't my thing.
Mine either.
But like I said, I just like trying to figure out the theories and like seeing the Easter eggs and trying to figure out how it's going to connect to the other seasons. I like that. I like the puzzle. But.
Yeah. So did anyone else hear that Coven's coming back for another season?
Yes, what? I did read that.
What?
There, now we got our attention.
Yep, what?
Yeah, I think Ryan Murphy, if I remember right, a while ago had said in an interview that the witches would be back again. And that was during Apocalypse, I want to say. What did you read, Lizanne?
I literally just read Ryan Murphy confirms Coven is coming back for another season.
Fuck that's yeah, literally America. All I saw.
So I'm hoping that's next season then.
Fingers crossed.
Yay.
Lizanne, you just restored my faith in humanity. You just cured Yay! Cancer. You just solved world hunger. Thank you. I have a reason to live now.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other thoughts, feelings, concerns with American Horror Story 1980 shit show?
It's going to get better. It's going to get better.
God, you are the most hopeful.
It has to happen.
Yeah. Like if you just say it over and over again. It has to happen.
Can someone please like fucking tap Amanda's like level of wishful thinking, because like I need some of that juice really bad. Oh Jesus. So we left American Horror Story, now let's go on to something even better, guys.
Hey, fuck you.
Let's talk.
I like my ghosts.
No, it's not the ghost that I have a problem with, it's how this movie ended that I have a problem with.
We'll get to that. Let's begin at the beginning.
Liz, how about you start? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are discussing the film Winchester, which is based off of the true story of the Winchester Mystery House mm-hmm. that is in San Jose, California. Sarah, actually, you know, Amanda might be better versed in this. Or Amanda, jump in whenever I miss something. How about that? So Sarah Winchester is the widow of the man who invented the Winchester repeating rifle, which was a huge development in weaponry at the time and basically killed a lot of people. And supposedly she felt so guilty about it that she continued to build on and on and on to this house, and was really into seances and spiritualism and things like that. This film is very, let's say, fictionalized version of her beliefs and the person, and oh my goodness, they take a lot of artistic license, let's say.
They do. I feel like they, it's like a okay split, though, because her background is almost spot on. It's a little off, but it's almost spot on. And then the actual house itself. So the details and the different things that they do show you in the house, a lot of those do exist.
So her husband and daughter did die.
Correct.
Yes. And so she was a widow, mm-hmm. And childless. And she never remarried. And did she have family members come and stay with her?
So her niece does exist. However, she didn't have a little boy. She adopted a little girl. But I think it was afterwards. And then her niece, I want to say, inherited everything after her aunt died.
Okay.
So she's a real person. But it's not, she's not related to like the Marriott family. That's just her last name. So no.
Okay. I was actually wondering that.
Yeah. Nope.
So according to the film, are we doing spoilers?
Okay. Yeah. Full spoilers.
The reason that, and this is true, that Sarah Winchester had construction going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until she died on this house, just building and building and building, never stopping. That is true.
Yep, for 38 years. According to,
I'm sorry?
For 38 years.
Yes, straight. But according to the film, the reason she did that was because the spirits spoke to her in kind of an automatic writing kind of thing, where they would give her plans, like building plans, architectural plans, and she would build the rooms that they died by the Winchester rifles, or a Winchester rifle. She would rebuild that room, you know, a recreation of the room they died in. Then they would find peace, and she would apologize to them, or you know, show how sorrowful she is that they died. Exactly, and help them move on. And those that did not, she would close up the room with 13 nails. This is very important. Mm-hmm. 13 nails, that's like a holy number, and it keeps them inside the room when they are not ready to move on yet and they are not at rest.
Mm-hmm.
So the Winchester Company, of which she is a majority shareholder, feels that she might not be in the right state of mind, so they hire this psychiatrist who has a sketchy past, and basically says, for the right price, you know, we need you to write basically an evaluation of her, saying that she is incompetent, therefore we can take over her majority shares and have complete control of the Winchester Company. And he's like, sure, why not? He's basically an opium addict. And at first, it's a really good film. Anyone want to jump in?
I agree. So the beginning is good. The middle, like, I kind of watching him understand the situation a little bit more. So I enjoyed that. And the end, I just, the final, 20 minutes?
It just falls apart.
Yeah, I wish they could have done something a little more clever. I liked the twist that he was in the house the whole time, mm-hmm. kind of the ghost.
That was really good.
I liked that part, but I just didn't like what they did. And then I feel like it was adding his wife kind of cheaply.
So because it got a little silly, like with that mm-hmm. part, I feel like.
They just tried to make it deep.
Yeah, so, and it didn't really make sense. Like, how is that bull? I don't know. It was like really, really thin logic of. Mm-hmm. Of how to like defeat the villain. I'm like, wait, I actually had to rewind it to rehear, and I'm like, what? Did I miss it? Oh no, it was just that terrible. Okay.
The bullet itself bothered me because you don't refurbish a bullet, you refurbish a kitchen or a bathroom. You can like refill a cartridge or you can reuse a casing, but you don't refurbish a bullet. So that I was like, well, I call bullshit on that right there. And then, the whole, like, you know, I can't remember what it was like, I don't even want to even wrote on the bullet. Like I couldn't even be bothered to write it down. But it was just really cheesy at the beginning. I thought, well, that's well. And then why would you take drugs and go to a haunted house? Like, that's just, I mean, even for if money. You don't believe in haunting, well, if you don't believe in hauntings, that opens you up to a susceptibility to, you know, anyway, I did like where things that are right in front of you the whole time, like the servant. Mm-hmm. It's right in front of him the whole time. And I do like that. And when he says, oh, can I go in that boarded up sunroom? I had one just like that at home. I'd like to see it because I'm thinking about rebuilding it. Mm-hmm. It was right in front of him. I do right. like that.
Yes.
See, things like that, like so I was talking about with American Horror Story. If it's right there, then you see it later. Well, that makes sense. You make the logic leap. If it's not there, then they refer to it later. It's like they just pulled it out of nowhere.
Right.
But
Go ahead.
No, go on.
I was going to say, rewatching it for a second time, watching him and the servant like interact, and you're like, oh my gosh, how did I not know that that's a ghost? Like when he asks him for more alcohol and he just stares at him and like mm-hmm. won't touch anything. Or when the second guy knocks on the door and he says nothing and he's like looking past the guy that's talking to him at that same servant and he does nothing. So it's just, it's in your face that he's a ghost. And I yeah. just kick myself for not knowing.
Oh, really?
The first time.
I called that so early that in fact, after, the kid had his meltdown and he goes downstairs and the servant is following him around talking. And then finally, you know, it's the big reveal or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I called that, whatever. but correct me if I'm wrong. Lizanne, didn't he do drugs after he'd already seen a ghost in his room after arriving?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
And like, I'm going to freshen up. Oh, cool. I just saw a ghost sitting in my room. Guess it's time to do some opium.
And then he starts like running around going like, oh, like he starts sneaking around the house and he like hides in a closet and there's like a demon in the closet and he like jumps out like, oh, there's a demon in the closet. Well, yeah, you just did a whole bunch of opium, like laudanum, and you're like, right. you know, sneaking around a house mm-hmm. in the middle of the night. And that's when he catches the kid who's like, does like a swan dive off the open, you know, third floor or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, right. yeah. Like you could catch someone off of even like one story and both of you just walk away, you just brush it off and walk away.
Yeah.
No. Right.
Like, both of you would be having some pretty severe injuries.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the biggest problems I had, though, was the 13 nails.
Mm-hmm.
So they just popped them out whenever it suited them?
I get, yeah, at the end, too, when it starts popping out again, that made me mad. I'm like, no. Either it works or it doesn't work.
Exactly. Like, it's the third. It's a holy number, and it'll keep them inside.
Well, no, Sarah Winchester,
whenever they feel like it.
She was obsessed with the number 13. So mm-hmm. I think that's where they took it from, because in a lot of the rooms, there's like 13 beams, or there's 13 windows, or 13 bathrooms. Like, she put it everywhere. In a lot of the stained glass, there's like 13, I don't know, marble looking things in there. Just
well, that could be because there was 13 people at the Last Supper, you know? I mean, that could be for a lot of reasons.
Well, 13, like, traditionally is actually a number of the goddess. Like, it's like a divine number. Mm-hmm. And it was only kind of like with like Friday the 13th mm-hmm. that some guy like cobbled together all of these coincidences, because this and that's why we're so scared of it. But yeah, it really it was like a sacred number in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go to the Winchester House so bad. That's been on my list for years.
Same here.
It looks so cool. And just, I mean, imagine being her. So her actual story, everyone says a little different. But yeah, she moved and started building this house because I want to say a psychic told her that was the only way to basically continue living, that if she stopped building, that the ghosts would kill her. And I've heard that, and I've heard that the ghosts could find her. So she had to like make it almost like a maze so that she couldn't be found. And then a lot of the people that worked there did state that she slept in a different room every night. So she didn't actually just have a bedroom of hers. She would sleep in a different one. And the only thing that she would do on time is her seance every night. And she was the only one with the key to that room. And just, she was so secretive and odd. Like, I just wish I could find more information that's real about her.
See, because
it's all...
Oh.
Okay.
One of the things One of the things I did like about the movie, though, was that she was at peace with the ghosts and that they talked through her. Like, she was totally cool with it. That's one of the things I did like about it, though. But go on, Madison.
Oh, was that there aren't a lot of pictures of Sarah Winchester. I think there's only, like, two that exist.
Mm-hmm. The one in the carriage. And I think it's because she said she couldn't be photographed unless she had her veil on.
Oh, really?
And she didn't like photographs. She wouldn't let anyone. The one of her in that carriage, she didn't know was being taken. It looks like she's kind of looking at the camera, but I guess it was secretly taken. So she was just super weird, and she thought the ghosts were after her, and she basically just kept building until she died because the psychic had told her, if you stop building, then you'll die. Like, they'll get you. So that's kind of sad. Just this little woman building all the time. I guess she was kind of mean to the builders. Like, I guess mean and not mean. She paid them a lot more than the average build, so they got paid very well. However, if they ever disagreed with her, she'd fire them.
Well, I mean, do that to any builder if they disagree with you.
Well, like, if they question. So, you know, I want the door to go out to the second story for no reason. And if you question that, then you're done. So imagine just, sure, I'll make stairs that go in a loop. Sure, I'll make the window in the floor, you know? Imagine those people. And then I guess some of the things that were in the movie, like the call tubes and, like, that system that alerts the servants what room she's in, she actually had that stuff in the house. So that was, like, state of the art. Window cranks were in her house, and that was, like, one of the first houses for them to be there, or, you know, be seen in. She had electricity, I believe, and some sort of water system and a watering system for her gardens that was, like, never seen before, where she could water and then it would, like, filter down. So that was, like, brand new. So she was, like, pretty up on the times or ahead of her time.
Well, she's a fascinating person.
I love her. Yeah. So one day I'm going to make it there.
So any other thoughts, guys?
Sarah Snook was totally wasted in that role as the mom, as the niece.
I think Helen Mirren was completely wasted. And furthermore, she's so choosy with her roles because she's a fucking icon. Why did she take this movie?
I honestly believe there must have been a rewrite. Usually that's what happens. Yeah. Usually there's a script, like a script that gets the actors in, and then there's rewrite after rewrite after rewrite. And then by the time it's actually shot and edited and, you know, presented for, like, you know, conception, it's not at all what they originally signed on for.
I was thinking that too, Robin. Were you? I'm pretty sure she is really devastated about that life choice.
I think it's a lot better, though, than I expected it to be. So I went in expecting, like, I was going to absolutely hate it. I remember seeing it, I think it was opening night, and I was like, I'm going to hate this, but I want to see it because I love the Winchester house so much. And I had seen another movie, like a low budget one, and I was just so sad that they made it. And so I was, you know, going in with no expectations, and I was, like, happy when I left. I'm like, oh, you know, I like the story that they gave her. I like that they gave her a reason for building each room. It wasn't just, I'm going to keep building because I need to. It was an actual, I mean, not, you know, it was a reason. So I liked that quite a bit. I just wish if they would have tweaked the end, it could have been a great movie.
I think that it was such a great premise and they had such potential that to completely ruin it, or at least it was just so hokey that it, for my, you know, cold black heart, it honestly ruined the entire movie for me, those last 20 minutes. And it made me actually angry because it was so enjoyable. I mean, even the reveal of who the bad ghost was such a delight to me. I was like, ooh, fun. You know, how he died. Ooh, fun. I mean, it was all like, ooh, fun to me. And then that whole thing with the refurbished bullet and everything. And I was, it just, and all the, you know, nails coming out of the doors and
her saying, go back to your room. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. And all the other ghosts like, here are my nails. You can use my nails. to keep the bad ghost in.
So Amanda, like, yeah. I'm the opposite of you. Like, I went in there with high expectations because it had, like, you know, like, Helen was in it. Mm-hmm. So I was just, I'm like, oh, wow, she only picks really good stuff. And then the main actor, like, Dr. Price, he, like, I just loved his mannerisms and how he, like, the choices that he made.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, in the beginning, it's like he's so, like, polite and how he approaches it. I just, like, I was charmed by him. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be terrific. Like, why don't more people know about this movie? And then it ended. And I had my answer.
I went in with very low expectations because I don't like this type of film to begin with. So I'm like, okay, if it's better than, say, like Paranormal Activity or even just like most of the B-level movies, I'll be satisfied. And I did not realize when I originally saw it that Jason Clarke is in it, and I cannot stand him as a fucking actor. So that was the first, like, yeah, the first strike. And then it started, and I'm like, okay, I'm with you, Madison. I like some of the choices that he made, like, the beginning happened. I was like, okay, cool, there are cool, you know, a few couple good jump scares here, like, okay, I can see. And then it ended, but they did have, I have to say, some pretty well-timed jump scares that weren't necessarily trope following.
And they
occur closer towards the beginning of the film, and it just added to my hype of, oh, fuck yeah, like, this is I'm here for this. Sigh.
So the mirror thing, when he was sitting there getting ready for dinner and taking the laudanum, and it kept turning towards the chair. So it did the rule of three, but it subverted it at the same time. So it kept going back to the chair. And normally it would be the third time the chair would have something. But instead, the third time, there was nothing in the chair, but you expected it to be. But when he turned it back, there was the thing behind the mirror halfway. He jumps. Then when it goes back, there's something in the chair.
Yeah.
So that was a nice little, it did follow the rule of three, but then it also subverted it at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. It got me twice.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just because I have, ever since I was little, a thing for, like, rocking chairs when they rock on their own. Like, I own a rocking chair for that reason. Sorry, Madison, I know you just bought one. But I can't. Like, I can't do it. My heart can't do it. Because if it rocked by itself, I'd die. Like,
I mean, that's the reason I bought it.
So, when he goes into that, the, oh my gosh, help me, the garden room, what's it called?
Like the atrium or something? Or yeah, the sunroom.
Thank you. Yes. So when he goes in there and it's rocking on its own, like, my heart felt like, I was like, oh, this is the worst thing that could happen. I mean, it was super cheesy, but rocking chairs are my thing.
Everybody has their thing.
Yeah. Madison, has yours been rocking on its own yet? Or
is that to come? Unfortunately.
Maybe on Halloween. She got a haunted rocking chair and it's definitely going to go on its own. But I mean, overall, I think, especially because I saw the other one first, this one was like, it was pretty. It was done well. The house is like, a lot of the things that you see in the house exist. So if you watch any like YouTube videos of the walkthrough of the house, you can place where a lot of those scenes were, you know, or how they built them, or like why they built the scenes that they did, because it is very much like the house.
And I just want to add, the Haunting of Winchester House, the not good one, is currently streaming for free on Tubi. And so if you want to, you know, compare and contrast, which I am going to do, thanks to Amanda letting me know.
Yeah, I need to watch it again. I wonder if I'll have more of an appreciation for it. But it's been a lot. I think I watched it when it first came out. Because I've always loved the Winchester House, and I'm obsessed with the Whaley House, too. But they haven't made a good Whaley House one yet.
Oh, I've heard of that one. And I might have even seen that movie, but it obviously did not make an impression.
Not the movie, just so much the actual house. Like, I literally have pictures of haunted houses in my bedroom, and I have a picture of the Whaley House.
Oh, you're so funny.
I love it so much. Ghosts are my thing. So, weird fact. That's my fun fact, guys.
Well, no, there's a... there's some tunnel, and I think it's in, I want to say it's in Arkansas or Tennessee. The co-host of the other podcast I do, she wants to take me there because she loves ghosts too. And apparently you're supposed to go in this tunnel in your car And then you're supposed to stop in the middle of the tunnel and turn your lights off just for like a second and then turn them back on. And there's supposed to be all these little bitty like children hands all over the back of your car, like supposedly trying to help push you out of the way.
That's in Tennessee, and you put, I believe.
Yeah. You put powder on your car.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
So supposedly we're going to go there one day. We're going to take a road trip and just go to all the haunted places. But we don't have the time or money or anything.
I grew up with that legend.
I'm sorry, what?
I grew up. I'm from Tennessee. So I grew up with that legend.
So did you ever do it?
No, I did not. A bunch of my friends did, though. And
did it work?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to go camp out there and just put my little handprints all over everything.
I was actually fascinated by the Bell Witch for a very, very long time and read like every book known to man on the Bell Witch. And I have been to the Bell Witch Cave twice and done the tour, and it is a huge crock of shit, but I'm going to pretend that it was real because there's a really, really good book. I will post it on Twitter at some point, but it's actually like terrifying. Because don't forget that she supposedly, you know, sat and talked to them, like, verbally. Like, this witch supposedly sat in their house and actually spoke to them and spoke with presidents and vice presidents and blah, 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 blah. But,
I'm telling you.
Post it.
We need to rent an apartment in that apartment complex I was telling you about, Robin.
I'm all for it.
Tell us more.
I don't want to name names, but I will happy to privately send you guys messages. There is a place in the town where I live. It originally was a hospital, like way, way, way back in the day. And then they converted it into a nursing home. And it was still a nursing home when I moved to town a long time ago. And then just in the past 5 years, maybe not even that long, they tore it down to the ground. And then they built this really nice, beautiful new apartment complex with like underground parking and all this stuff, and for the college students that live in town. And it has not even been 5 years, and I looked at their website because I was trying to tell Robin, like, oh my god, this is the most haunted place ever. I mean, a hospital, then a nursing home, and they built apartments right on top of it. And they're saying, oh hey, we're remodeling. It hasn't been 5 years. They obviously can't keep people.
Interesting.
So I can't imagine that it's not haunted out the ass. Like, seriously.
I want to go to there.
And I actually know someone who is a massage therapist, and she worked there when it was a nursing home. And she said there was a one hallway that she would not go down. She said, like, all the hair on the back of her neck would just stand up. And she's like, it was bad vibes.
That's amazing. The Whaley House in San Diego, that's probably been my favorite place that I've visited that's, you know, supposedly haunted. Mm-hmm. You'll just walk in, like, on a day where they do tours now, but we went on, like, a Wednesday or something where no one was there. And I just was pretty much upstairs alone for a good half hour. And then all of a sudden, for no reason, just creepy vibes happened. And I loved every second of it. Yeah, I want to go back. But that place is fun. And now I need to go, I guess, move in near you, Lizanne. Yep. So
we should all chip in this, like, for like 1 month.
Oh my gosh. Yes. All right. We're leaving for the month. Keep everyone alive.
Yep.
Okay, guys. I hate to do this, but I have to bounce.
Oh, well, it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
All right. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
It's not a ghost story, but the scariest place I've ever lived. So I was in college. I was a junior, and I had lived in an apartment complex. And all of a sudden, I came home, and there was this massive, massive, massive snake in a tree, like right beside the door that I would use to get into the complex. And I was like, okay. And so I get into the house. I looked down the hallway. There's just another snake in the hallway. On the ground.
What?
And I'm like, the literal fuck is going on? And so I get my one dog that I had at the time, and we leave. And as we're leaving, a bunch of police are showing up with ambulances. I'm like, what is going on? Apparently a guy in the apartment complex had been like one of those exotic snake hoarders.
Oh god.
And a shit ton of them got loose. And upstairs, someone apparently found like a 9-foot long python. That was, like, bigger than your thigh. Like, it was huge. And there were so many...
three kids.
Probably. But, like, God, it's just, it was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a fan.
Not a good story, like, though.
I don't have a problem with snakes. I just have a problem with spiders, and I've even got over that now.
Oh my gosh, your post, Lizanne, it hurt my soul a little bit.
Okay, so for those of you who did not see my post on Twitter, I'm like dead asleep, and my phone buzzes, and I get a notification that my my doorbell cam, like something's triggered my doorbell cam. And so I think, oh, well, something just kind of flew by, like a bug flew by or something. And one time I actually had a little bitty bat fly right in front of it. It was really cute. And I was like, oh, well, let me see what it was. Just because, you know, I'm awake anyway. So I, you know, woke me up. So I check it. And at first, for like a second or two, there's nothing there. And then, like, because it's a camera and it's right up against it, it looks enormous. This huge spider just like crawls across the camera lens. And I swear to God, and I have gotten over my fear of spiders because they're everywhere in the Pacific Northwest. It's and they're good. They're important for the ecosystem. I know they keep, you know, the bad bugs at bay and everything. And I understand that. But oh my God, like I was awake. Like at first I was just kind of like, oh, let's just look. But no, I was like boing, like wide awake. So I had to share with everyone at like, you know, what is it, 11:15 at night or something?
Yeah.
That's what you do. You have to share. Like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Here, taste it.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, that would freak me out too. Even though it's outside, I just don't want them on my porch. Like, I have to go on my porch, so you cannot live on my porch.
I'm the opposite. Like, I will pick up a spider and move it, like, with no problem. Like, I just, like, I'm not scared of spiders at all.
Ugh, we have, like, scary, like, big spiders though out here in the desert, like just horrific things. And then did you look up the wind scorpion?
I did.
That thing exists. That's not okay.
Scorpions I don't care for, and I'm originally from Texas and we have scorpions in Texas, and I don't care for them. No
Well, wind scorpion is a spider scorpion hybrid. Like, they made this monster demonic creature and it is real.
That's just not right.
No, it's not okay. That, yeah. Ugh. See, I'm getting chills again. I feel like they're in my house.
No, why did you make me look at that, Amanda? What is wrong with you?
You're looking at it. I had one in my house once. I've lived here for 10 years. And the first 5 years were fine. It was okay. And then that thing fucking came and ruined my life. I'll never get over it. That's, yeah. Well. So everyone needs to look that up and just worry for the world.
I just sent you guys a picture of Rhonda Shear from USA Up All Night, just to let you know, from what we were talking about earlier before we started recording.
That's so retro.
Well, and funnily enough, it went to 1998.
So, really? I love her hair. Yeah, great hair.
It was 88 to 98, apparently.
I love that hair.
Right? Robin, can you do you said you wanted help with your hair.
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. I'm getting my hair done. And
this
is
what I vote for.
Oh, God.
This is it. Please,
well, guys, my mom, my parents did give me a bowl cut for like half of my life. So like this would be a vast improvement.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first off, we need pictures of that, clearly.
And oh, it's already up there. It's on my Facebook. You can see Yeah.
Oh my God, can we all share it? Everyone wants to see this. God. And then tomorrow when you get your 80s hair, lots of Aquanet, please share again.
I will. Before I then take a lighter to my Aquanet.
Yes. Yeah, you have to. You have to. For me. For Halloween.
All right, guys. So what's next on the agenda?
For next week. I believe that's our doll episode. Yes, it's the anniversary of Bride of Chucky. So we'll be talking about our pal Chucky. And
are we gonna watch the new Child's Play?
Yeah, we could do that. I thought we were gonna talk about Bride of Chucky as well.
Oh yes, of course.
Lots of Chucky, lots of Jennifer Tilly. So I haven't watched that in years. I remember when it first came out and like I would rent it from Blockbuster. That was like the thing to rent every summer. So I haven't seen it in a long time. But yeah, doll episode, lots of creepy dolls. There's Annabelle. There's the one in Key West. Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name right now.
Robert the doll or something.
Robert, thank yes. you. I even know Robert.
Have you seen The Boy? The movie The Boy?
Yeah, not. The one where she's baby, or she's like, not babysitting, but the caretaker.
She's supposed to basically be a caretaker, yeah. Yes,
I did see that
I one. Actually really liked that one.
Really? Yeah, yes. That was weird.
I got a huge kick out of it.
Doll people freak me out. Like, I've had some weird dolls. I'm not, like, scared of dolls, but, like, just doll people and, like, the stories. You know, if you go on, like, eBay and stuff, supposedly you can just buy yourself a haunted doll.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Like, why tempt fate?
Why not, though?
Like, right.
Let's debunk.
I'm, you know, Lizanne, my life is quite full, and I kind of got a lot going on.
Lizanne, for Halloween, can you just text me your address real quick?
No, I'm good.
She's just like, what the fuck, Amanda?
No, I seriously, I'm super busy. I just don't, you know, a haunted doll, I just don't have the time yet, you know?
You could put them to
give
work.
Give me a couple years, let me work a few things out, move a few things around, you know?
Just think of the book you could write.
Yeah, I've got so many projects in a loop right now, you know? I have to really juggle a lot of things.
Well, thanks, can you anyway, just really my haunted doll for a little bit? Be its caretaker.
So, you know what? Madison logged off early, so I think that means by default, she gets the haunted doll.
Oh, she'd be fine with it.
Well, there you go. Problem no, solved.
She just accepted as her own. It's fine. Yeah, so we have dolls. Lots of dolls. Any creepy dolls you want to send us to talk about? Not in real life, please. We'd be happy to talk about it.
I'm really bummed out that Magic isn't available to watch on Shudder anymore. Magic? That's the one with Anthony Hopkins and the ventriloquist doll.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. It'll be fun. It'll be yes. a fun topic. And just all the craziness with... I actually was just watching a thing on Annabelle. Like, not the movie. The actual doll itself. And it is interesting.
Hey, you can't take her picture or something, right?
That's Robert.
Oh, that's Robert the doll.
Robert yeah. will curse you if you don't ask him permission to take his picture.
Oh my god. Okay.
There's letters all over his like case of people apologizing for taking his picture without asking because I had severe bad luck after leaving. But he's in Key West. He's in a museum. So if you want to go take a picture of a creepy doll, Key West.
Ask permission.
yeah. So we'll talk more about him next week. But I have gone to Key West and got to visit a couple of the weird places, so that's normally my vacation spots, is like if there's a haunted spot within that place, that's kind of how we plan our vacations.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's I'm a cool. freak.
And then the next American Horror Story episode.
Oh yes, I'm excited to see what happens next. I just want one of my theories to be correct. I'm just hoping that I did it this year.
You're hitting out of the park so far.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like, really. I've been wrong, too. And just, like, every year, I always have these wild things, and then it's, like, 100% different than what I expect or hope. So I'm just hoping this could be my year, guys.
I think you're doing pretty good so far.
Yeah, you have a pretty good track record so far.
I'm so done watching all the promos over and over again, though, trying to find things. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've sat down. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to watch this again to find one little clip about something that I thought I saw that I might have made up.
So. Well, how many episodes are usually in a season?
I think there's 10-ish this season.
Well, you're almost halfway through. Only about 25 more times. Right?
Yeah. So we'll get there, guys. I'm guessing on the fifth one, that's going to be the weird craziness is going to happen. Something crazy.
Fingers crossed.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be the hope for all of us.
We're counting on you.
Got this. It's the one thing I can do. But yeah, dolls.
Next okay. week. Well, oh. I think I was going to get ready to sign off, and I'm going to go watch Midsommar again. Midsommar.
I want to watch it. I need to figure that out, where I can get my 3 hours.
Dude, take from long. Somewhere else.
It's pretty. It's 2 hours and 42 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. But it's really good.
It's my favorite movie of all time now.
Yeah, it looks just pretty, and I keep seeing all the articles about the hidden faces, and I want to like look for all the hidden
faces. It's scary. Okay, so I saw the hidden face before the article came out about the hidden face. Like, I don't know why people didn't see that before. Lizanne, did you see it?
Which hidden face?
I only saw one. Yeah.
In the trees?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe when she's tripping?
No, I don't know what's happening. No, it's like halfway through the movie. I mean, Amanda already knows it exists. So basically, mm-hmm. it's her sister's face. Mm-hmm. After you see her sister commit suicide and whatnot, halfway through the movie, at random, all of a sudden, her face is like demonic looking, and he overlays it in the trees out of fucking nowhere.
No, I don't think I did notice that.
I almost shit my pants the first time I saw it. I was like, what is this?
That's actually, like, what got my attention more so, when they're like, have you seen this? Kind of like The Haunting of Hill House. Like, can you find all the hidden ghosts?
So, now, okay, like, I do this thing where I do not watch or listen to anything because I do not want spoilers. In fact, because I knew I was going to be watching Midsommar recently, every time I saw something said, so the thing about Midsommar, I'm like, okay, not watching, not reading, even tweets even. I would mm-hmm. stop as soon as I saw the word Midsommar. And so I did not even see anything about that.
Okay.
And so no.
Just watch closely. Watch the trees.
Okay.
Yeah. Amanda also asked if it was gory. What would you say? I said one scene.
No, there's a couple of scenes.
Really?
Everything I see on it, I don't mind watching it. You know, obviously, I want to see it. It's just, I didn't even know what it was when I started seeing the movie posters. And I'm like, oh, that looks really pretty. And it's just so funny that there's gore in something that, like, when you look at the movie poster for it, it just looks like a happy little pretty movie.
Well, you also have to keep in mind that part of the thing about Midsommar, right, is it takes place in Sweden where they're having the nighttime. It's constantly daylight, right? It's constantly, mm-hmm, yeah, it's the opposite of Alaska. It's constantly daylight. So the horror happens in beautiful, light, sunny, and the cinematography is gorgeous.
Lush greenery and flowers. All these beautiful flowers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I am going to watch it. Now it's just when I can get uninterrupted time, because I hate, especially watching a new movie, that everyone is like making it sound to be so amazing. I would hate to have to pause it 37 times.
It's a long movie, but I feel, for some reason, Lizanne, I felt like the time flew for me. Like, it just flies. Like, I love it so much that it feels just like a regular feature.
I have to go, ladies.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Lizanne.
Take care. Go see Midsommar. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, and if you guys have not been following along with us on Twitter and Instagram, we have a couple fun Halloween blog entries on our website at all-horror.com.
Nice.
It is the 31 days of Halloween and then the 31 movies to watch for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So today's for October 9th. Actually, they're both movie related this time. The activity is watch the worst scary movie you can find. Share with us which one you watch. Don't make fun of the "I thought it was a good movie" comment someone will make. And the comment will most likely be from me, so don't make fun of me. And that is actually from me, because I probably did like that movie. And then our movie of the day is The Strangers. So that one actually is terrifying.
That movie scared me so badly when I saw it, and I actually wrote my personal story on the blog article, but we can talk about it really quick. Mm-hmm. So basically, The Strangers came out, and it was a Friday night, and I mean, I'm talking about it came out for rental. So I rented it, and my friend had decided to bake up a batch of weed cookies and gave me a tray of them to take home. And I was like, okay. So for some reason, I thought it would be a really good idea to take one cookie, eat it, and watch The Strangers. And I had a really, really, really bad time.
I can't imagine. Like, that movie's already scary enough, and then just...
Well, the worst part about it is I was living in Maine, and I lived in Maine in the middle of the woods. I had no neighbors for 30 minutes on any side of me.
Yeah, that's
unsightly. I lived in the deep woods of Maine, and yeah.
That's what happened to you.
And that's what happened to me. It was fucking terrifying. Terrifying. Well, yeah.
If you have not seen that movie, that is one that you definitely need to see immediately. It is one of the ones where the whole time you just feel unsettled and, like, you feel like you're them.
And I honestly didn't expect the ending either. Mm-hmm. So, yes, watch The Strangers. And not any of the, like, the bad sequel that came out either.
No, no, no. Just the original The Strangers. That's it. Pretend the other ones didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then for the worst movie, which one is your worst, Robin?
Oh, God. Like, are we picking just worst movies in general, or?
Just worst scary movie. It can be a funny scary movie. It could be one making fun of scary movies, or it could just be they tried and definitely failed.
God. That's a hard one. For some reason, like, I hate everything. For some reason, now that you've asked me this question, I can't think of anything.
I was going to backhand you if you said any of my ghost movies. I put Leprechaun in the Hood.
That's one of the best ones. What the fuck are you talking about? I know. About?
Well, it's so bad, it's good. But it's a terrible movie. And I used to watch it all the time. I have no fucking idea why or who let me, but that's what
I'm going to. I'm sure that you probably haven't seen it. I actually don't know a lot of people who have, but Bone Tomahawk, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. It's a movie that came out a couple years ago. I was super excited to see it. It's a Western film that ends up being a horror film. And okay. It just, it's one of the worst fucking movies I have ever seen. And it got so many awards and people loved it. And it is fucking horrific.
I feel like, wasn't Lizanne talking about it the other day?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. I did look it up then. I just can't, like, any sort of, like, Western cowboy type thing, is that, yeah, that's what it is, right? Like, I have no interest in it. But if you think it's the worst scary movie, then I might have to look at it.
It's pretty bad. But yeah, prepare, it's straight up Western with horror so, elements.
Like, tell me how a Western goes horror. Like, is it, like, demon horses or, like, a hat that possesses people? Like, what can you really do with a Western?
A cannibal tribe.
Oh, well, I would have much rather the hat that possessed people, the cowboy hat.
You know, honestly, I would even put It Chapter 2 on the worst I've ever seen.
You know what? That was really fucking bad.
It was really bad.
Have you seen all the memes online?
No.
It makes me laugh every time I see one.
Point me in the direction.
There's, if you just look up, like, It Heart, like, or, there, someone posted, oh my gosh, I don't remember if it was Instagram or if it was Twitter earlier, but it was like a heart-shaped cake, and they're like, this is what happened to It, and they like smushed the heart-shaped cake.
That's exactly, he looks like a pancake.
Baby It. Yeah, that was the worst ending to any movie ever made. So, you know what though? That's good, because it set the bar really high for any other movie to be made.
That's true. I can't think of anything. I know I constantly bitch and moan about horror movies. And for some reason, when I'm put on the spot, I can't think of anything that I hated. But you know me. Like, every time you and I talk, I'm like, I hated it.
I know. That's I hated why I was it. Like, what are you going to say? Are you going to say all of my favorite movies? And then I'm going to be that person that goes, I thought that was a good movie. I'm going to put that on everyone's, if anyone comments on it.
Like, it's true, I don't like most of your movies, but, like, I don't hate them. Like, I would never put them on anything that I hate, like, worst of list.
Aw, we can be friends still.
Oh, that's good. But, yeah, so.
All right, well, so follow along on our blog is what I'm getting at.
And follow us on Instagram.
On my page, not hers.
Yeah, like, no, that's literally what's happening.
What's your page?
Okay. Robin? You can find the main All Horror account at @all_horror_podcast on Instagram. And then for Twitter, it's @allhorror.
Okay. So if you want to follow the good Instagram, it's Amanda_allhorror. She has the better Twitter though. And then my Twitter is @allhorrorradio.
Yeah, but you're out social mediaing me.
Not really. Like, I can post a lot of shitty pictures on Instagram, but you have more depth that you post about. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I like pictures. So
yeah.
I can do the Instagram thing. On Twitter, I'm like, I'll retweet that. I literally retweeted a dog earlier, so sorry, guys. Did you see it, though? Because it was freaking cute.
Which one was it? I'm looking right now.
I think it's my third post down right now.
Let us see. The evil dog. That's amazing. I was like, what? Okay. And then the camera pans.
Yes. So that's the kind of shit that I'm going to be posting.
That's amazing.
Forgive me. Okay. But follow us, because sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes it's dog pictures, you know?
Yep.
You don't know what you're going to get.
It's true.
But anyway, so next week will be lots of creepy dolls, and check your mail, because something's coming.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? At least now you won't have to look at, like, get a picture from Amazon about, like, the greasy, like, like decaying pumpkin on my porch.
Oh, I was hoping it was still there.
I left a pumpkin rotting on my walkway because I never go out the front door, you know, of my house. I really have no need to. It was rotting for, like, 3 months after Halloween.
Yeah, and every time I sent her something, Amazon posts the picture of the porch, and she's like, how the fuck do you have a picture of my porch? And I'm like, clean your fucking porch. It's weird. And Amazon's complaining that they have to keep delivering shit to your house.
Yeah. It was really bad. And I was like, okay, I'll get to it. And then another, like, couple weeks, another package later, Amanda's like, clean your fucking porch.
I mean, I'm one for leaving Halloween decorations up for a while, but when they're rotting pumpkins, that's where I draw the line.
Life imitates art, Amanda. Or does art imitate life?
I mean, I guess that's for you to decide.
Yeah. Well, we're almost ready for Halloween again, so here comes the rotten pumpkin.
I'm just going to start sending weird shit to the house just so I can get a status update.
I'm just going to buy an outside cam and set it up for you with a live feed.
I'm just going to order, like, the most ridiculous things from Amazon, like, cheap things, so I can keep sending stuff.
Oh, my God.
Get ready. And I'm sure they have haunted dolls, too, right? Everyone needs a couple haunted dolls.
I'm going to start. There's an embarrassing package delivery thing that goes out now, and so they send you, like, stuff, like, for the following, right? They send you something, one's called bigassdildos.com.
Oh,
and the packaging is on the outside. Yeah, the packaging's on the outside.
Yeah, there was, like,
vaginaodorhelper.com.
yeah, I've seen those boxes. Yeah, maybe I'll order your haunted doll in that. Oh, there's some really pretty ones.
Oh my God. Oh,
there's one with two heads.
I would totally take that. I'm going to buy you the scary peeper, the decal that you put on windows.
Oh my God. As you said that, that's what popped up. Like, I'm on Amazon. I just
Me too. Doll.
Yeah. So just get ready. I will look at your pumpkin and you will get some weird shit.
I'm excited. Do your worst.
So if anyone has any recommendations of creepy dolls, I should send Robin that aren't like, you know, $700, because I've seen those on eBay. I don't know who the fuck's buying that, but
somebody is.
Not me.
Nor.
Not me. I want the off-brand haunted doll, okay?
Right. We got.
Just a little haunted. Not
Bargain Ben. Jesus.
Haunted doll. Haunted doll. Clearance.
Doll clearance. My God.
Yeah, you're not getting the real haunt. You're getting, like, the weird ghost. Not the...
That has, a chronic masturbation problem. Or something weird.
Yep, that's the doll you're getting. Chronic masturbation problem doll.
Why can't I just have one that says boo? No, you get the one that just, like, masturbates in the corner of your bedroom when you're trying to sleep.
Anyways, doll episode next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.